From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stocks plunged again Monday after President Trump unleashed a new verbal attack on the giant online retailer Amazon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 589 points by the close, almost 2%. Trump has strongly criticized Amazon three times in the last few days. The founder of the company, Jeff Bezos, also owns the Washington Post, whose stories on Trump and his administration frequently cause anger for the president. At least eight people were killed in India Monday as low-caste Hindu groups led violent protests against a Supreme Court ruling on a 1989 law. That law was meant to protect them from caste discrimination, but they claim the Supreme Court ruling weakened the law. In several northern and central states, tens of thousands of low-caste Dalit protesters who had called for a nationwide shutdown, blocked traffic, squatted on rail tracks, attacked vehicles, and hurled stones at policemen. Markets and schools were shut down in many towns and cities. Dalits make up about 200 million of India's 1.2 billion people. Separatists in Indian-administered Kashmir called for a shutdown Monday in the strife-torn state to protest deadly clashes with security forces the day before that killed 13 rebels, 4 civilians, and 3 soldiers. Security has been increased in the region, and schools and businesses are closed. And the U.S. military says an airstrike in central Somalia has killed 5 al-Shabaab militants and destroyed a vehicle. This is VOA News. Egypt's National Election Authority has declared President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi the victor in last week's 3-day presidential election. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
National Election Authority head Lachine Ibrahim announced Monday that President Sisi won a second term after capturing 21.8 million votes, or just under 98% of all valid ballots. His opponent, Musa Mustafa Musa, who entered the race at the last moment, won just 2% of the vote. Ibrahim told a nationally televised press conference that the election met international standards of transparency. Sisi's landslide win, however, did not take into account over 1.5 million ballots which were either spoiled or cast for candidates not listed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China has increased import duties up to 25% on a list of American goods, including pork, fruit, and other products, amounting to $3 billion. The tariffs take effect immediately. They come in response to a U.S. tariff hike on steel and aluminum that took effect on March 23rd. For the second day in a row Monday, President Trump railed against illegal immigration into the country at its southern border with Mexico, contending that the U.S., quote, is being stolen by the migrants. He complained about a stream of about 1,100 people marching north through Mexico to escape poverty and violence in Central America. Tens of thousands of teachers in the American states of Oklahoma and Kentucky went on strike Monday demanding better pay and more funding for education. The teacher protests in Oklahoma and Kentucky mirrored a similar 9-day strike in West Virginia, where teachers recently won a pay raise to end their walkout. And more than 25% of Americans say they're online almost constantly, according to a new Pew Research Center study conducted in January. Pew found that 26% of American adults spend a lot of time online, up from 21% in 2015. Researchers also found that 77% of us report going online at least on a daily basis. Only 11% of adults, American adults, reported not using the Internet at all. One reason for the increase in heavy Internet use, the widespread use of smartphones. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.